DOD's quest to be auditable in 2017 requires a lot of moving parts to work together correctly. One of those is using Enterprise Resource Planning Systems, or ERPs, to perform tasks like accounting and supply chain management. If those ERPs aren't up and running correctly soon, the department may not be ready for a 2017 audit. Asif Khan is Director of Financial Management and Assurance Issues, the GAO. He's been looking at those ERPs, here to talk about them and his testimony about them to the House Armed Services Committee's Defense Financial Management and Auditability Panel. Asif, good to have you on the program again. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you, Francis. Glad to be back.
What did the committee want to know from you about these, or the panel, rather, want to know from you about these ERPs?
Specifically, they're very interested to find out if the ERPs are going to be ready to be able to help DOD reach auditability by 2017. And also, given the recent declaration by Secretary Panetta that the first step in auditability, the statement of budgetary resources, has to be ready by 2014. So the focus is that much sharper on the Hill as well as on DOD to see if these ERPs, business-related ERPs, are going to be ready in time to be able to help with the auditability.
Well, when Congress went along with the 2017 date, when it stretched from 2011 to 2017 a little while back, that seemed to be the number that everybody was focused on. What difference did it make in light, at least, of this ERP situation when Secretary Panetta made that announcement that the Statement of Budgetary Resources had to be audit ready just 3 years from now?
The plan was to have the Statement of Budgetary Resources ready before the 2017 date. This is really the first step in the series of principal financial statements. The date was somewhat scattered between the different services, so it was spread out between 2014 and 2017. What Secretary Panetta's declaration has done is to draw a line in the sand to say that all the major components, Army, Navy, Air Force, including the Marine Corps, has to have the SBR, the Statement of Budgetary Resources, to be ready by 2014. Now, the question comes in whether the ERPs are going to be online to be able to assist with that audit readiness or not.
You looked at 10 ERPs that DOD identified, you write, as critical to transforming its business operations. Talk about what you found on timeline and on budget.
We had looked at these 10 ERPs last year, and the major finding was that 6 of the 10 had time slippages between 2 and 12 years. 5 of these 10 had cost overruns of $6.7 billion. Given that the fiscal year 2011 request, DOD's request for maintenance and modernization of their business-related systems was $17.4 billion, which covers over 2,000 business systems. So this is a large proportion of that amount of money. Mind you, it is spread over several years.
Now, you had two specific examples here that I wanted to ask you about, because this seems like a major problem. GAO's preliminary results from an ongoing audit of two ERPs, the Army's General Fund Enterprise Business System and the Air Force's Defense Enterprise Accounting and Management System, found the systems did not provide defense finance and accounting service users, DFAS users, with the expected capabilities in accounting, management information, and decision support. That sounds to me like you're basically saying this stuff doesn't do what it's supposed to do and doesn't do what DOD and in this case the Army and the Air Force need them to do to get to this auditability.
That is correct. There are gaps in their functionality. And that is part of the problem. ERPs are supposed to be out-of-the-box solution. Typically speaking, within the DoD environment, the ERP software capabilities addresses 80% of the business environment needs. So this is the 20% that we are dealing with, and the 20% can be overcome through a combination of business process reengineering, through customization, through adding on other systems. So what you've described between the Army's General Fund and Army's General Ledger and the Air Force's General Ledger is exactly that. Some of the shortcomings of not having that fine balance between whether you re-engineer a business process, whether you continue to use the legacy systems, or whether you customize that. Specifically, the problem with these two systems was that they were not able to accept data from the older system. So they had to devise manual workarounds where literally they had to enter this information in manually, which is very expensive, error-prone, and ultimately not sustainable.
The automated systems to transfer this data from the legacy systems to the ERP, are those systems in place, just not functioning the way they should, or is DOD still struggling to implement them in the first place?
The data primarily is going to come from these over 2,000 legacy systems that I'd mentioned earlier on. That is one area where we are recommending to DOD to focus their plans on, because if the data is not cleansed and the data is not ready to go into the new ERPs, this is going to continue to be a big problem.
Is this a case where if the data is not clean, when you do go and look at it, or not you, speaking as OSIF or GAO, where an auditor goes in to look at that data, they're not going to really be able to work with it anyway because of the uncertainty about its accuracy?
That's correct. I mean, you're hitting the nail on the head, because in the older environment, I mean, there was a lack of controls, which in the first place caused some of the data to be corrupted or not to be accurate. And if that control is not, when the data is going from the older systems to the newer systems, then you're just going to perpetuate the inefficiencies of the data into the newer system. So what you've described, that when the auditors are going to go in and test the data in the newer system, they'll find the same mistakes they had in the older systems.
Asif, I appreciate you being on this afternoon and helping me understand what's going on with these ERPs.
You're welcome.